Cambridge Today received the following letter to the editor from June Anderson regarding affordable housing in the Cambridge area. A recent meeting of our Cambridge City Council, their discussion about affordable housing over a city parking lot, has certainly garnered a lot of attention, in a negative way. Six highly credible delegations and numerous high-caliber letters all supported an investigation into this concept. Zero in opposition. Scott Hamilton's motion was simply to send this idea to staff for a feasibility investigation. But this simple and straightforward motion lost in a 5-4 vote. Questions were asked and answered. What appeared to be an excellent idea seemed to be discarded quickly. From my perspective, our council seems to be reluctant to support affordable housing and prefers to address this crisis by passing the buck to others. After working in the social justice field for many years, I am suspect of people that say things like, "It isn't that I don't want assisted housing or affordable housing. I've found that often this is about not wanting to cause disruption to what we have." I realize times have changed, but I can't help wondering how our previous mayors and councillors would have handled this issue. I believe that they would have dealt with it in a much more compassionate, considerate manner, listening carefully, and not relying on changes in protocol to further their power. I am saddened that the citizens of Cambridge no longer have leaders with a "let's try to do something" attitude. It also appears that there is negative block voting on important issues. Mayor Liggett and her voting bloc of councillors Armetta, Cooper, Devine and Schwery all voted no on Scott Hamilton's motion. It also seems that there was no consideration for the ordinary people. Residents who are not wealthy, folks who are our essential workers. I wonder if we have forgotten that Cambridge was built from the shoe and textile industries that frequently provided housing for low-income workers. On one of our top community issues, housing that is affordable, 5 councillors voted no. As we move forward, my wish is that Cambridge Council will support progressive solutions. June Anderson, a Cambridge citizen and member of Citizens for Cambridge.